You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama.
With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference. Somebody's like, you just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is the Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to the Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Hey, Mark, you hear me?
I can, Mark. Hey, John, can you hear me?
Yes, Mark. I'm here.
Excellent.
Don't get the two Marks confused, John. That can't call you Mark Dad? No, there's only one you get to call Dad.
That's it. Dad and Mark. So we're ready to roll.
Mark, we are so appreciative of you having us back on your show. You must have the fastest growing show in the South.
Well, I'm excited to have the growth that we've had because, of course, we're trying to do good, and helping people is the number one goal of this effort. So I think it's worthy of growing, and I hope that more people will find out about the show and jump in and try to help some of these efforts.
Thank you so much, Mark.
Absolutely.
I think that's something we have in common, that we've learned the more we do for others, the better off we all are.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, and guys, I do want to promote John's Crazy Socks, as we've been able to do over the years. And here we are, not far from the holiday season, and it's a great time for people to start thinking about gifts that they can give their loved ones, people that they work with. And as a matter of fact, I was at Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama, a couple of days ago, and I saw a guy who had some socks that were very creative. And I told him, I said, have you heard of John's Crazy Socks? And he said, no. And I said, well, you need to go to johnscrazysocks.com and you need to check out their socks and you'll become a customer. And I said, by the way, use promo code Mark White for 10% off of your first order. I think he was headed that way to John's Crazy Socks.
That's great. We'll have to put you on payroll.
Hey, I help however I can, you know, and I know you guys have a great team there at John's Crazy Socks. Speaking of people that are on payroll, and let's talk about the team right now as we move into the school year and as we approach the holiday season again.
Well, we're a very seasonal business. It turns out people don't buy socks in the summer. We just came back from a series of speaking engagements in Phoenix. And was it hot there, John?
Oh, yeah, fairly hot. Yeah.
It was over 110 degrees. Nobody's thinking about buying socks when it's that hot. But you're right, Mark. As we get closer to the holiday season, we do half of our business in the last 2 months of the year. And what that means is we get to create more jobs. So we have a year-round staff. They get to work more hours during the holidays, and we always add more people during the holiday season. That's really important. More than half of our colleagues have a differing ability. So one of the aspects of our business, and we're always looking to create customer relationships, not just in transactions, much like you're doing on your radio show, right? You're looking to build a community.
Yes.
Show. And our customers know, they're going to get great socks. How many different socks do we have, John?
We have 4,000 different kinds of socks.
That's the world's largest sock store. Nobody's got that choice.
Right.
We're not selling Walmart and Target, at least not yet. But and they're great socks, right? We have over 30,000 five-star reviews. But you buy those socks, and you know you're helping us employ people with different abilities. And you know you're helping us with our giving back program. Mark, we've now donated $650,000 to our charity partners.
Incredible.
And you wrap all that up, they know they're spreading happiness. The socks will make them feel good. And they tell other people, and that spreads the happiness, and it all becomes this very positive cycle.
Exactly. And that's what we have to keep going, is that cycle. And the more people we can get involved, the more good that's done. And a business like yours, where the foundation is built on such a great philosophy,
You have John there, who's the leader at the helm of this business, and then those who have jumped on board and been provided jobs where they can fulfill their goals or their dreams and ambitions and find purpose in their life. That's a wonderful thing.
Well, that's important. John, what's your title?
My title is Chief Happiness Officer.
Chief Happiness Officer.
I love it.
We need more of those. Well, you're right. Mark, it starts with John. John, you have Down syndrome.
Yes, I have.
What do you say about Down syndrome?
I have Down syndrome. Down syndrome never hold me back.
It does not. So, but we don't hide John. John, you're the face of the business.
Yeah, I am.
And that offers encouragement and inspiration to others. So we just met, for example, we just met with the Down Syndrome Network of Arizona. And so we met with other people with Down syndrome who are self-advocates as well as their families. And we're able to show, look, there are opportunities to offer encouragement, but also spoke about creating businesses, that entrepreneurship is in fact an option for everybody, including people with different abilities.
Exactly. And the more people can understand that, the more businesses that can be established like John's Crazy Socks and the businesses that we know and you're quite familiar with across the country as people have developed businesses similar with the similar concept.
We're always trying to promote other businesses. So, for example, every holiday season, we put out a Down Syndrome Super Box that has 21 items in it made by companies that are owned by or led by or focused on people with Down syndrome. We're part of the CEO Commission for Disability Employment that meets with other businesses to show them, to demonstrate, here are the benefits of hiring people with different abilities. And we meet with legislators to advocate for people with different abilities. We've done TEDx talks. Anything, our business has given us a platform where other people will listen. I mean, Mark, we're so grateful that you have us on your show. But that creates an obligation on our part. It creates an obligation for us to speak up for others and to represent them. And that's really important.
John, are you still having fun?
Yes, I am. I'm still fun. I am just sorry myself.
How about fun with your team, with the people who work with you? Do you have a lot of fun with the people who work with you at John's Crazy Socks?
I am enjoying with my colleagues, and enjoying them what can do. And I am very fortunate, what they do. I have appreciate my colleagues, my employees, employ people with a giving ability, and I'm so impossible.
Well, what we have today, John, what how do we eat lunch? What was today for lunch?
Chick-fil-A.
Because it was staff lunch Thursday.
We
do staff lunch Friday, except in the summer because we closed early on Fridays. So we do staff lunch Thursday. And what are you doing next Saturday, John?
Next Saturday, I'm really excited. I'm going to New York City. To have a bike walk. This is a great local organization called
National Down Syndrome Society. They sponsor these buddy walks across the country. And the largest one is in New York City. So we're going in there. We're bringing a team of our colleagues. It's a wonderful day. But we thought
it's beautiful.
we start by providing jobs. And be really clear, we don't give jobs out to anybody. Everybody who works for us has earned that job. Right? If Mark, if you got to know us, you'd find out that John, he's a very nice guy.
I'm just saying, Mark. I am that guy. My dad Johnson.
I'm really not.
If you're going to work for us,
you have to perform.
Right.
But that's part of the dignity. Everybody who works with us knows they earn their job. But it doesn't end there. You know, yes, we've been able to create 34 jobs. 22 of those are held by people with different abilities. But we want to show the world, so we create content on our social media. We host tours. We've had more than 2,000 students come through our facility on tours. And now we offer them online, virtually. So we've had schools from around the country. We'd love schools from Alabama to come and take a tour. So take a virtual tour. See what can be done. We host work groups. We've had more than 1,000 work groups come in to our business and get just a little taste of what it's like to have a job. And that offers them encouragement that they'll be able to go and find employment. We do these speaking engagements. So we just came back from Phoenix, where we had 3 speaking engagements. Next week, we have one in New York City. Recently, we're in Portland, Oregon, and Longview, Washington. To constantly be out there showing people, look what can happen when you give folks a chance.
Absolutely. Right now, folks, we're talking to Mark and John Cronin of John's Crazy Socks. We're always glad to have them on the Mark White Show to share about their effort, their business, what they are doing in the community where they live, which expands out to the rest of the world. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation with John and Mark. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on the Mark White Show.
Chick-fil-A Decatur, Alabama is a supporter of the Mark White Show, and we appreciate their support. You can visit one of the 2 locations at Chick-fil-A on Beltline Road and Chick-fil-A Highway 31 South in Decatur. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Hard all day, finishes up early,
second base. Wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy. Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad to have John and Mark Cronin with John's Crazy Socks on the show right now. As I mentioned in the first segment, we're getting into the holiday season. It's not far away, and you can start thinking about gifts that you can offer your loved ones, and John's Crazy Socks may have the very gift that you're looking for. Welcome back to the show, Mark and John Cronin.
Well, we're glad.
I'm really pleased to be here.
We are glad to be here, Mark. Thank you so much.
What we want to do, Mark and John, today is, of course, guide people through the process of ordering from John's Crazy Socks so that they can start to think about that gift box that they want to give maybe their coworkers or somebody that they love that just loves crazy socks. And as we mentioned, you have a lot to choose from with, what is it, over 4,000 socks now?
That's the number, right, John?
Yes, I guess.
So, John, if people want to find us, where do they find us?
You can find us at johncrazysocks.com. And as you always look at our platform.
They have social media. But if you want to buy our socks, go to johncrazysocks.com. You get more choices than anywhere else. You can find stuff that you're going to love for yourself or give gifts for others. People love it. We have very high return rate from customers. We told you we got over 30,000 five-star reviews. We do same-day shipping, so it comes real quickly for you. You get a wonderful package. When you open the package, you're on the outside. You get the bright colors and see John's face. You open it. You get your socks. You get a handwritten thank you note from John. And the story of John's Crazy Socks. You get some candy. And on the packing slip, you'll see the picture of the person who picked and packed your order.
Wonderful.
So you don't just get the socks. You get a dose of happiness. And Mark, we're doing more than that now. We make custom socks. So if you're a business out there or a nonprofit, we can make socks for you. And we've done that for big businesses like IBM and Microsoft. But we do it for small businesses, local attorneys and accountants and HVAC companies. They make great gifts for customers and employees. We make it really easy for you. Some nonprofits will buy them and sell them to raise money or offer them as thank you gifts. Holy Cross College made socks, and they raised $800,000 by saying, donate $25 or more, you get a pair of socks.
Incredible.
And we have a charity fundraising program for nonprofits that's free, but it'll help you raise money. And we're now in the wholesale channel. So if there are any stores out there that are interested in carrying John's Crazy Socks, you can do that. We're in lots of small stores now, you know, mom and pops and boutiques, but we're also in 850 Kohl's stores across the country.
I'm so happy, Dad.
You're spreading that happiness, right, John?
Yes, Dad. I should get started.
That's the key to it, is spreading happiness. And Mark and John, it's always a pleasure to have you share about John's Crazy Socks and to have you on the Mark White Show. And we're just spreading this happiness even further as we gain more radio stations to share the Mark White Show with. And I'm always happy to have you and John on the show, Mark. And thank you, John, for joining in on the third party line so that you can be with us today.
That is wonderful, Mark. Thank you so much. What do you do? It is amazing.
We're about to help someone else. I had a young lady yesterday. Her name's Michaela Reagan, and she wants her dad to have a kidney donor, and he needs a kidney donor really bad right now. His name's Jerome K. Drinkwater, and so we're going to be sharing that segment coming up after we get done here and try to help Mr. Drinkwater get a kidney donor.
Oh, boy. Let's make that happen. Mark, you're doing such good work for people.
Well, thank you, guys. As I said, you're always welcome, and it's great to talk to you. I do want people to go to johnscrazysocks.com, and I know that they can get 10% off different ways, but they can also use promo code MARKWHITE and get 10% off of their first order. So I do encourage the Mark White Show followers to do just that. And thank you again, John and Mark Cronin, for joining me today on the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you so much, Mark.
You guys take care.
All right, take care, Mark. Take care, Mark.
Absolutely. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Michaela on the line with us, Michaela Reagan, to share about her father and his need for a kidney donor. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes, listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow, sing a rainbow,
sing along with me.
red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome to another edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment on The Mark White Show, as we go down near Dothan, Alabama, to try to help Jerome Kenneth Drinkwater to receive a kidney. He needs a kidney donor. There was a post that was posted by his daughter, Michaela Reagan, back on March 22nd, and I shared that tonight, and the need is still there for someone to donate a kidney to Mr. Drinkwater. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Michaela.
Hey, thank you for having me.
How long has your dad needed a kidney, Michaela?
Okay, so it's been almost a year and a half, I would say. They first detected it, and it's just gone downhill from then. He is now in stage 4 kidney failure, or 5. I don't remember if it's 4 or 5, but his kidneys are like at 13%, and if he doesn't get a donor, then he will have to start dialysis.
Does kidney disease run in your family? Is that something that he had experienced early on in life, or is this later in life?
Well, I believe he also has diabetes. I believe it's caused by the diabetes and his insulin. I'm not real sure of anybody else in my family who has had problems with their kidneys.
Wow. Have you had anybody that you've known of that has tried to register at this point for your dad?
So I have actually tried, and then my brother has tried, and I've had a couple other family members, but we're unable to due to medical reasons.
Do you know if your dad is on the kidney paired exchange program for a donor?
I believe he is. That was mentioned to me when I went and filled out the form to be the living donor, and it's been mentioned to him as well. So I do believe he is on the list.
That's great, because for people who don't know, someone can donate a kidney and not be a match, but donate it in the person's name, and in this situation for Jerome K. Drinkwater, and then your dad would receive a kidney that works for him. So an individual doesn't have to be the same blood type to be able to donate for your dad.
Yes, I think that is such an awesome thing that they have.
And your dad is currently registered at UAB?
Yes. So everything would be through UAB. If someone were to be interested, they would just go on the Living Donor website through UAB, fill out the form, and everything would be medically covered by him, but it would all have to be done at UAB.
Michaela, tell us a little bit about your dad, his background. What guy is he? What type of guy is he?
Well, I know everybody says this, but my dad is literally the best man figure in my life. He's always been the best dad. He's the best pop to my daughter. He is always willing to help someone. He retired from Fort Rucker. It's Fort Novastel now, out close to Belleville. And he's just always there to help someone.
Something you've had to deal with as well is the loss of your mom.
Yes.
Excuse me, something you've had to deal with as well as the loss of your mom, and that makes it even more imperative, I know, for you to keep your dad around for longer.
Yes, that is very hard. We lost my mom in January, and it's just been very difficult for the both of us trying to, you know, grieve and now dealing with this, so it's just very difficult.
What is a message that you would have for someone who might decide to donate for your father?
A message would be, I guess really just appreciate it so I could have my dad longer and so he could still be the best pop for my little girl. She's 3 and she adores him.
I know that's something that's very important, is for you to watch your dad continue to enjoy time with your daughter and have those experiences. And as you mentioned, at 13% function, he's getting very close to being on dialysis. And I know a lot of people who have gotten to that stage 4, stage 5, and had to go on to dialysis. And that can be a challenge for someone to go
and go through those treatments for an extended period of time.
Yeah. And since my mom passed, it's just, you know, difficult for him. And I'm at the point where I just don't know what to do because I'm not able to be a donor.
Well, what we want to try to do today and right now is through the Mark White Show, hopefully someone listening, if they can't be a donor, that they will share this show with their friends, this segment, and let people know that Jerome K. Drinkwater needs a donor, and they can go through UAB Medicine to register to be a donor for him. And as far as we know, they do not have to be the same blood type because he's on the paired exchange program, which would allow him to have a kidney donated in his name, and then he can receive a kidney that's a match. So that's a very good thing, and we want to make sure that people know that they can go to uabmedicine.org and then find the kidney donor screening form and register for your dad. And I do hope that this show will help in that effort, Michaela.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And anything that I can do to try to share and help your dad moving forward, you just reach out and let me know. I know we discussed the post that I posted is from March 22nd. And if you have an updated post in the near future, then we'll try to get that out to the followers as well. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, definitely.
Michaela, Reagan, thank you for joining me today. Thank you for helping your dad, Jerome K. Drinkwater. That is the name it will go under when someone registers. And we hope that Mr. Drinkwater can get a kidney donor very soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
When we come back, we're going to help one more individual try to find a kidney donor, and we'll have Danielle Hughes to share about her dad, Jerry Hughes Carr, who's a former deputy in Blount County and an officer in Vestavia Hills, Alabama. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Cullman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. That's BobSykes.com. Check them out at BobSykes.com.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing rainbow to you. Listen to your eyes. Listen to your eyes.
You can sing
a rainbow. Sing a rainbow.
Sing along with me.
Red and yellow and pink. pink and green, purple and orange and blue.
Welcome to a special edition of the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment as we talk to Danielle Hughes and try to find a kidney donor for her dad, a former deputy for Blount County in Alabama, Deputy Jerry Hughes. Welcome to this segment, Danielle.
Thank you.
So your dad currently needs a kidney. How long has he had this need?
He's been going on at least 2 years. I know it's been a little bit longer than that, but it's been at least 2 years.
Was having a kidney issue, is that something that's happened to him early on in life and it's just gotten to be an issue lately?
Yes. He's had, way back in the past when he worked, he has had heart issues. His family has diabetes and all of that. So it's been an issue. It's just recently it's gotten really bad.
I know that we appreciate Blount County Sheriff's Department sharing the need for your dad. He served for 20 years as a law enforcement officer.
He has. He's very long time. He's actually had bunches of heart surgeries and all that while he was actually a police officer and actually went back on duty.
Tell us about your dad. What kind of guy is he?
My dad is a very loving, very caring person. He's going to do anything and everything that he can do to help. If he don't got it, he'll find it. My dad is very, very outgoing person. I think I can count on one hand that I've seen my daddy really upset. And really with all this kidney issues, it's really put him in a bit of a bind.
Tell me what it's like for him right now as he battles kidney disease.
He has his ups and his downs. Most days are kind of bad, you know, just going through dialysis alone is really just really difficult for him. You're having to get on. He's actually able to do it at the house, which is good, but you've got to get on at a certain time and you've got to wake up at a certain time to make sure the machine's off, and you're having to change your whole lifestyle. Diets alone are a big issue with kidney disease. I mean, eating junk food and all that really puts a toll in it, and you really have to stay active. Even though it's hard, your body doesn't want to, you really have to stay active to ensure that your numbers are good, so when you do go to the doctor that they can put you on a list, because getting on a list is extremely difficult.
Me and my brother were just talking about the different precautions that someone has to take prior to being a recipient. And then, of course, your donor has to live a pretty good life, too, to be able to qualify to be able to donate a kidney.
Right. The numbers is just crazy that you have to get on. I mean, they literally have to be perfect. And with my dad having heart surgery, his numbers anyways are not very good. And you have to have a certain heart function as well. And as after my dad had heart surgery, but after my dad's had heart surgery, he also had a bunch of seizures, and that was really difficult for him as well.
Danielle, tell listeners how they can register to be a donor for your dad. I know that he is on the list at Vanderbilt and also at UAB.
Yes, he is. That's taken him a hot minute. He just got on at Vanderbilt not too long ago, and they actually told him that he's going to have to figure out his white blood cell count because it was low. So even though that you technically are on a list, you can get taken off the list if your numbers are not correct.
But currently someone can register at Vanderbilt or UAB, or is there a preference there?
Preferably UAB, but Vanderbilt, UAB, anywhere that will take it, it doesn't matter. You can apply anywhere, and as long as it's for Jerry Carr, it doesn't matter. It's K-A-R-R-H. It's K as in kangaroo, A as in apple, R as in road, R as in road, and H as in heaven.
Okay. All right, got it. because they had him listed as Jerry Hughes on the sheriff's office page, but we need to have it under Jerry Carr.
Yes, sir. It's Officer Hughes, but his last name is hyphenated.
Well, I hope that this will help, and I've shared two different posts. One was with, I believe, maybe Deputy Hughes's granddaughter.
Yes, both of those are great.
Excellent. Well, we do want people to go to the UAB site, which is uabmedicine.org/medical-professionals/clinical-services/transplant, and that should get you to where you can register. You can also register at Vanderbilt at vanderbilthealth.com/program/kidney-transplant-living-donor. And Danielle, I appreciate you joining me here on the show today to share about the need for your father, and we appreciate his service as a law enforcement officer for the 20 years he served.
Well, I really appreciate you having me, and thank you so much for getting it out there.
Absolutely. Stay in touch, and we'll see what we can do to help move forward, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Folks, we appreciate you joining us for this very special segment, the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, as we help former Deputy Jerry Hughes Carr to receive a kidney. And we hope that if someone out there is listening and they want to be a donor, that they will go and register with UAB or Vanderbilt. We appreciate Blount County Sheriff's Office for sharing this need for their former deputy. It shows that they care long after the person has served. So we appreciate that. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope that you will share this segment with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. Follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.